Well, hello people, how are you today? This is an evening one during the week, school night. I don't normally make one, but I had this thing in my brain, and I just talked to a guy at work, a younger man. Not real young, but a lot younger than I was. But I don't know whether he understood what I was trying to say, maybe he will do in a few years. But it's something I noticed about Femon's nature pretty well all my life, right up till now. And that is, of course, they can do a lot of talking without actually saying anything. And they can do that for hours. And it's the same sort of thing, they can look busy all day, but actually produce nothing, or don't get anything done. That's another little art that they have. But most of us older men know that they can talk for ages and say nothing. They always talk about the shallow things, things that aren't even important at all. Just take a look at the programs on TV. You have The View, Loose Women, loads of programs where women just sit on chairs and talk, mostly about things they know nothing really about, and it's pretty obvious. It's just so they can keep their mouth open and something's coming out of it. And none of them are listening to each other at all, they just want to talk. And it kind of reminds me of the wild bird who has a nest and a predator is in the area. So this bird, and I can't remember the name of this bird, but I think a few birds do it. The bird pretends it's injured on the ground to try and draw the predator away from the nest. It's called subterfuge, and Femons use it all the time. I mean, if she's screwed up in some way or something in the relationship, she'll make a big drama about something else to draw the attention away from her as she's fucked up. Like I say, I don't know whether this young man who's in a relationship actually understood what I was trying to say. But if he stays with the Femon long enough, he'll see the clarity in that, I believe. Because they all do it, don't they? All of them. It's almost like, don't look at me, look at that, over there. And then they can do whatever they want. Now, I was just wondering how many of you guys out there had any experience of that yourselves. It's like when a man cheats on a Femon, he's just a goddamn animal. When a Femon cheats on a man, it's because he didn't give her enough attention. You see, with Femons, everything is deflection. Do you actually think they want equality? Don't be stupid. They already had equality, more of it. They just want more things. They don't want equality where they have to work as hard as men to get the money that men get. They want to cherry-pick the jobs. That's why you don't find them down the sewers or on the back of garbage trucks. And they're always finding new ways to get money for nothing. There's a Femon that apparently is allergic to gravity. Yeah, if you can believe it. But when they say something like that and play the victim, that's exactly what they want. And she probably isn't going to be able to work too long or anywhere. So she'll be given money, obviously, won't she? Of course, it should work both ways. I mean, I'm allergic to wokeness. But I face it every day. Because I'm strong and empowered already. You take it easy, fellas. What else can you do?